The Department of Justice letter was sent to New York and three other states that all ordered nursing homes to take in COVID-19 patients from hospitals. New York's controversial March 25th order placed 6,000 COVID patients into nursing homes before it was nullified in May. State Senate Minority Leader Robert Ord of Tonawanda and other Republicans have been calling for an independent investigation into the order for months.
The coverage of both our call for an independent investigation and the hearings has, you know, gained national attention and clearly has caught the eye of people at the federal level. So I applaud the move. It's only a first step.
But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the DOJ letter is a politically motivated move by the Trump administration. The letter was sent to four states, all with Democratic governors. But Cuomo says 10 other states, including some with Republican governors, had or have similar nursing home orders.
They have their convention on the TV at night. They changed the CDC guidance on COVID to echo their political theme. And then they're playing partisan politics at the Department of Justice.
A Cuomo administration report from July found that New York's order could not have been the driver of nursing home infection and death. However, the report did not factor in the many nursing home residents who died after being taken to a hospital. The state has refused to reveal this number. The DOJ letter could finally lead to its disclosure, as it's specifically asking New York for the number of nursing home residents to die in hospitals.
I think that it's important we have this information because, you know, New York hasn't provided all the information that it really can and should, and we do need that those data.
Richard Mollett is the executive director of the Long-Term Care Community Coalition, a New York City-based advocacy group for nursing home residents. However, like Cuomo, he too worries the DOJ is politically motivated.
So I think it's important that we be talking about what's best for the residents here, what's best for New York families, not what's best for the industry, not what's best for politicians or the department.
The DOJ says the data will help determine whether it investigates if residents' civil rights were violated. It's currently only asking for data about public, state-owned nursing homes, of which New York only has five. Cuomo claims the data is already available online, but that he will turn it over to the DOJ within the 14-day deadline. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.